Missouri Net News is presented by Act Missouri, reminding parents your actions matter. Teach your kids the risks of underage drinking. For tips, visit actmissouri.org.
The Springfield office of the National Weather Service says severe thunderstorms are possible in western and southwestern Missouri this afternoon and into tonight. High winds, hail, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes are possible. The severe weather threat moves to the central and eastern part of the state tomorrow. The Missouri legislature has passed a bill that aims to keep struggling state license offices open.
The measure headed to the governor's desk would boost fees by about $2.50 to $3, depending on the type of service. The fee increases would be for things like vehicle licenses, operators' licenses, and vehicle title transfers, which have not been raised since 1999. The 174 license offices employ a total of about 1,700 Missourians. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Many motorcycle riders could soon cruise down Missouri's roads without a helmet and not get in trouble with the law. On Friday, the last day of the regular session, state lawmakers sent a proposal to the governor that would let motorcyclists ride without a helmet if they are at least 18 years old and have health insurance. Springfield Senator Eric Burleson says he's been working on the issue for several years.
We hear about veterans, folks who have fought for their rights. Many of them enjoy riding motorcycles, and this is an issue that we've been able to give them a little bit of their freedom back.
Opponents of the measure say it could lead to more deaths and major injuries and will drive up medical expenses for the parties involved and the state. Missouri House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid says her members feel ignored by House GOP leaders. Republicans control the House 114-46, putting Democrats in the supermajority. Leader Quaid says that no Democratic budget amendments were approved in committee or on the floor in 2019.
This is the first time since the Republicans took control of the House that the minority leader didn't have a single bill move. So few of our members got hearings, it was laughable.
Quaid says she's proud of her caucus, adding that Democrats will work tirelessly to flip seats in 2020. Legislation that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected is heading to the Missouri governor's desk. After receiving final approval from the House on Friday, that vote was 110-44. Kansas City Democratic State Representative Greg Razor criticized the bill and House Republicans during a floor speech.
But I don't want to hear that you're pro-life when you look at an 11-year-old girl who has been raped by her father, tell her she has to have the kid, and then not give her the services to raise that kid afterwards.
The bill does not include exceptions for rape or incest cases. House Republicans say it's about protecting the unborn. And the St. Louis Blues now lead their best of seven Stanley Cup semifinal series with the San Jose Sharks 3-2. The Blues beat the Sharks 5-0 yesterday afternoon. The series returns to St. Louis on Tuesday night at Enterprise Center. And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $288 million. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.